When drones crossed into Polish airspace this September, NATO scrambled jets to intercept. They fired AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles, each costing more than $400,000, to bring down machines worth only a fraction of that. In Estonia, Russian aircraft triggered a similar response, prompting Italian F-35s and Turkish AWACS patrols to enter the skies. Every hour of flight added tens of thousands of dollars to Europe's security bill. Meanwhile, the Russian drones cost pennies on the dollar. This disparity makes Europe's strategy unsustainable, and it's precisely why European policymakers are proposing something new. In her State of the Union address on September 10th, Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU's executive arm, floated the idea of a drone wall stretching from Finland in the north to Romania in the south. It would be a coordinated defensive shield, tailored specifically against unmanned threats. While these incursions have lent urgency to Europe's drone wall, the technical details are scant. Of course, the wall itself would not be made of concrete, but of radars, jammers, and counter-drone weapons. Once operational, it would be able to detect and intercept hostile UAVs at a fraction of the cost of traditional air policing. Europe is learning the hard way that meeting a $1,000 drone with a $1 million missile is a defense policy so expensive that it defeats itself. Today's video is sponsored by Liberty Defense, a company developing advanced security technologies for airports, stadiums, and government facilities. They work directly with the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA, which recently awarded them a sole source contract worth millions to supply new airport screening systems. A sole source contract means the government selected Liberty Defense as the only company capable of providing this technology because no other solution met the same requirements. Their flagship system, Hexwave, is a next-generation walkthrough scanner developed from MIT Lincoln Labs research. It uses millimeter wave imaging, 3D visualization, and AI to detect both metallic and non-metallic threats, including plastics and 3D printed weapons. Unlike traditional metal detectors, Hexwave scans people in real time, processing up to 700 individuals per hour without requiring them to remove shoes, jackets, or pocket items. Equally important is Liberty's other technology, the HDAIT upgrade kit designed to retrofit nearly 1,000 existing TSA body scanners with advanced detection software and components. Each unit costs about $125,000, and the TSA has already granted Liberty a $4.5 million sole source contract for initial development and deployment. Interestingly, the TSA recently announced that by April 2026, every US airport must start screening employees for explosive threats, not just passengers. Most airports lack the necessary equipment, so they'll need to move quickly. And with its TSA-approved technology and funding already in place, Liberty Defense is in a strong position to meet that demand. Full disclosure, I took this sponsor because I genuinely find the company interesting, and I plan to buy shares myself. Check out their ticker on the screen and learn more by clicking the link in the description. Just make sure to do your own due diligence. During the Cold War, Europe's skies were guarded against a different kind of threat. NATO built chains of radar stations across the continent, backed by interceptor squadrons and missile batteries. The enemy was fast, manned, and nuclear capable. But the system worked. It worked because the threat and the response were symmetrical. Expensive weapons matched expensive weapons. However, air power has changed considerably so. Today's incursions are not fleets of bombers, but swarms of small drones. They fly low, slow, and cheap. Unlike a MiG-29 or a Tu-95, these machines can be built in bulk, launched in mass, and replaced at minimal cost. For militaries, this is disruptive. traditional air defense is designed for high-value threats, not $20,000 loitering munitions. Warfare has changed, and the Ukrainian war captures this transformation like no other. Drones have become increasingly central to the modern battlefield. For NATO, Ukraine serves as a warning on the disruptive potential of unmanned systems and the urgent need to adapt defenses accordingly. Cheap and widely available drones are proficiently used by both sides to undermine traditional battlefield advantages. Drones can destroy armored vehicles and artillery systems worth millions of dollars. They can disrupt logistics and strike critical infrastructure deep inside enemy territory. This drone-driven revolution has come about so swiftly that it has caught many off guard, Europe included. Decades of underinvestment in defense have left NATO air policing missions overstretched. A system designed to deter Soviet squadrons now finds itself chasing drones with next-generation stealth fighters. Of course, it's technically possible, but strategically absurd. In September 2025, Russian airspace violations put NATO on constant alert. First, nearly two dozen Shahed-style UAVs crossed into Polish territory. Some of these were shot down, but many more evaded interception. Days later, Estonia reported a direct breach by three Russian MiG-31 fighters. They remained in the air for 12 minutes before being intercepted by Italian F-35s. To reinforce Baltic air power, a Turkish AWACS surveillance aircraft was deployed there to monitor the airspace and coordinate fighter patrols. Still later, Denmark experienced multiple drone incursions near airports and military facilities, leading to heightened patrols. As a precaution, Copenhagen and Oslo both closed their main airports. Finally, towards the end of the month, NATO fighter jets intercepted multiple Russian aircraft approaching Baltic airspace. Taken together, these incidents underscore how frequent Russian incursions have become. But the Kremlin does not violate NATO airspace on a whim. These are deliberate moves with a clear purpose. Moscow uses them to test NATO's political cohesion and its commitment to support Ukraine. At the same time, these incursions serve a tactical purpose. They probe NATO's reactions in real time. Every detail matters. How quickly NATO can detect, intercept, and neutralize a threat, which assets are deployed, how long interceptions take, and how coordination works across borders. Each violation generates critical intelligence, feeding into Russia's broader calculations on deterrence and escalation. Case in point, when Russian jets violated Estonian airspace, it took NATO 12 minutes to respond. Meanwhile, the responding F-35 cost over $40,000 per flight hour, the E-3 AWACS around $66,000, and the precautionary airport closures could push the overall bill into the millions. This economic disparity creates an unsustainable standoff, where the cost of defense far outweighs the price of the threat. Russia is aware of this, and so is Europe. The Europeans are literally spending millions to counter incursions that cost the Russians thousands. The drone wall is meant to correct this mismatch. What precisely the drone wall will look like and how it will be funded are up for debate, as is the exact timeline for completing it. In all likelihood, it will take the form of a multi-layered network of sensors, radars, jamming tools, and precision weapons. These systems would then be integrated into a coordinated defensive shield that can detect and neutralize drones entering or about to enter airspace over the European Union. Non-EU nations such as Ukraine and Moldova could also be integrated into the system, but that's all up for debate at this point. Counter-drone systems are already in development worldwide. The Ukrainians have extensive experience with acoustic sensors, which they use to identify drones that are too small or flying too low to be detected by radar. Meanwhile, the American-made Blue Halo Locust laser weapon can melt drones with a beam worth $3. It's perhaps the most cost-effective way to deter small drones. Europe could draw on these technologies and experiences. However, applying these systems in Europe at the scale the EU wants would be unprecedented. The EU's flank from Finland to Romania spans more than 4,000 kilometers. Building a multi-layered network of counter-drone systems across such a distance is a complex task. Completing it within a single year, as Brussels envisions, is unrealistic. Andreas Kubilius, the European Defense Commissioner, believes the drone wall could potentially field basic drone detection capabilities within a year. However, he added that building a comprehensive network across land and sea capable of tracking and destroying targets would take significantly longer, possibly multiple years. This then raises the question of who would pay for it. The European Union has indicated that it will finance the project, but the details remain unclear. Would it be a new dedicated fund, a reallocation from existing defense programs, or a patchwork of national contributions? We don't know. The financial architecture of the drone wall is as uncertain as its technical one. What is certain, however, is that Europe's defense industry stands to benefit enormously. The procurement of radars, jammers, lasers, and interceptor drones could amount to billions in contracts. Defense companies from Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Sweden would form the backbone of the drone wall. At the same time, the project leaves room for non-EU players, notably the United States, South Korea, Israel, and Turkey. Each of these nations brings strong capabilities in electronic warfare, drone detection, and critical subcomponents that could prove indispensable. Even so, scale and cost are only part of the problem. Integrating dozens of national systems into a single, unified command and control framework may prove even harder. True interoperability means more than just hardware. It requires shared technical standards, secure communications, joint exercises, and, above all, politically sensitive concessions. In practice, that means EU member states will have to cede a measure of sovereignty if the drone wall is to function as a truly integrated system. This will not be easy. Europe has a track record of pushing back against measures that dilute national control. Then again, Russia's persistent airspace violations may ease Europe's internal coordination compared to other initiatives. After all, fear of Moscow has done more for European unity than Brussels ever could. I've been your host Shirvan from Caspian Report. If you approve of what we do, please leave a comment, hit the like button, and mayhaps share the video. In any case, thank you for your time, and salut.